Book clubs ads are a common sight in magazines and Sunday supplements. They offer attractive titles at a fraction of the retail price and send out over 20 million books a year. There used to be dozens of independent book clubs, but today most have been taken over by Book Club Associates, or BCA, who are based in Swindon, and they own 22 book clubs in the UK. Many listeners, though, have contacted us after being asked to pay for books they hadn't ordered or being sent the wrong ones. Chris Cowan, who's from Carlisle, and Issy Shannon from Hebden Bridge are both unhappy with the poor levels of service they've received from Book Club Associates.
The problems at BCA have been getting worse over the past 2 years, and often you need to return books. Either they've duplicated or even triplicated your order in some instances. I mean, again, this has happened to me in the past 3 months. So obviously you don't want three lots of the same books. Or you get books that arrive damaged because the packaging now is so poor. So you open the box and the books are all knocked about. So yeah, returning the books now is quite a frequent thing. So you can ask for what's called a returns label, so the book is sent back at their expense. But trying to get hold of one, I mean, they're like gold dust. And it just seems unbelievable to me that the procedure is so farcical. So I'd like to know why BCA can't offer their customers a much better service than they seem able to at the moment.
I was really angry because, first of all, they'd sent us a book that we didn't ask for. Then they billed us for it, and then they continued to bill us for it, even though we insisted we'd returned the book. It wasn't ours. We'd never asked for it. And also the fact that I'd written to two separate people, the credit control manager and the managing director, and nobody had even acknowledged the letters.
Well, over the years, I've belonged to quite a lot of book clubs. In the beginning, they were all independent. They operated as, separate entities. Now, they all belong to BCA. That's the umbrella company. There's over 22 book clubs now controlled by BCA. So this means they've basically got a monopoly. So if you join a book club, you come under BCA's inefficiency and incompetence.
I thought that they didn't really care about the general public, and I felt that all they wanted was money out of people, and that they, with total disregard to the service they were given, it's as though they didn't care whether they were giving a service, and all they wanted was money from us.
And it seems such a shame, because in the good old days, you had a choice. You really had a proper choice. Now there isn't any choice left at all. It's either BCA or nothing. So if you're like me and you really love books and you want to sort of take advantage of their offers, which can be very attractive, I must admit, but in the end, it's just the sheer inefficiency that just puts you off and you end up cancelling your membership.
Segment 1.
Book clubs ads are a common sight in magazines and Sunday supplements. They offer attractive titles at a fraction of the retail price and send out over 20 million books a year. There used to be dozens of independent book clubs, but today most have been taken over by Book Club Associates, or BCA, who are based in Swindon, and they own 22 book clubs in the UK. Many listeners, though, have contacted us after being asked to pay for books they hadn't ordered or being sent the wrong ones. Chris Cowan, who's from Carlisle, and Issy Shannon from Hebden Bridge are both unhappy with the poor levels of service they've received from Book Club Associates.
Segment 2.
The problems at BCA have been getting worse over the past 2 years, and often you need to return books. Either they've duplicated or even triplicated your order in some instances. I mean, again, this has happened to me in the past 3 months. So obviously you don't want three lots of the same books. Or you get books that arrive damaged because the packaging now is so poor. So you open the box and the books are all knocked about. So yeah, returning the books now is quite a frequent thing. So you can ask for what's called a returns label, so the book is sent back at their expense. But trying to get hold of one, I mean, they're like gold dust. And it just seems unbelievable to me that the procedure is so farcical. So I'd like to know why BCA can't offer their customers a much better service than they seem able to at the moment.
Segment 3.
I was really angry because, first of all, they'd sent us a book that we didn't ask for. Then they billed us for it, and then they continued to bill us for it, even though we insisted we'd returned the book. It wasn't ours. We'd never asked for it. And also the fact that I'd written to two separate people, the credit control manager and the managing director, and nobody had even acknowledged the letters.
Well, over the years, I've belonged to quite a lot of book clubs. In the beginning, they were all independent. They operated as, you know, separate entities. Now, they all belong to BCA. That's the umbrella company. There's over 22 book clubs now controlled by BCA. So this means they've basically got a monopoly. So if you join a book club, you come under BCA's inefficiency and incompetence.
Segment 4.
I thought that they didn't really care about the general public, and I felt that all they wanted was money out of people, and that they, with total disregard to the service they were given, it's as though they didn't care whether they were giving a service, and all they wanted was money from us.
And it seems such a shame, because in the good old days, you had a choice. You really had a proper choice. Now there isn't any choice left at all. It's either BCA or nothing. So if you're like me, and you really love books, and you want to sort of take advantage of their offers, which can be very attractive, I must admit, but in the end, it's just the sheer inefficiency that just puts you off and you end up cancelling your membership.